Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Boo Boy Kennels. In this tutorial, we'll be going over two shortcut tips, two keyboard shortcut tips in Final Cut Pro. Now, these were tips that I just learned the other night, and I found it to be very useful, so I'm passing on the information to you so that you may find it of some use as well. Alright, so let's go ahead and get Final Cut open first. And in Final Cut, you see that I have a bunch of clips on here. Now, there's a lot of clips, and I want to be able to see all these clips. Now, of course, you need to have snapping turned on so that one of the tips that I'll show you, the videos will snap right to the end of where you're trying to place it to. So the first thing we want to do is we want to be able to see the entire timeline without it being stretched. So the first tip for that would be to do Shift Z. And now you can see that my entire timeline is all fitting within the view of the space that I have. So that is the first tip. So it is Shift Z, and that will bring everything in. Now the second tip, and this was probably one of the coolest ones that I've learned yet as far as being able to do, because I found myself doing this many times where I'll bring in clips and I'll have a space. So I find myself highlighting a bunch of clips, or at least trying to highlight all of them. And that can be cumbersome sometimes. So rather than do that, we'll do a shortcut command. But before I show you the shortcut, let me show you the key, which is right here. You'll see this right arrow. If you click on it, and you'll see the double arrows that point to the right. That's actually the one we're going to be doing. But we're going to do it as a shortcut. So what we'll do is we'll press the T key in 4 times. And now you see the double arrows. Once we have the double arrows, click on where you want to start the pull from. And now it highlights all your videos. And like I said, snapping does need to be on. And now our video snapped right in place. So that's a pretty cool tip there that I found to be able to go ahead and bring in all your clips at one time from one end to the other without having to highlight everything or maybe scroll all the way to the end. So at least being able to bring the view in entirely together doing Shift Z saves you that time, and also pressing the T key 4 times and then selecting the video that you want and then bring them over at one time. Again, in order for that to work, snapping does need to be on. If not, you may start overlaying on other videos that you have within your timeline. Anyways, as I said, this was Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels, via Texture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.